Coming. Oh, hey, good to see you again. It's been a while. What brings you here? My son. Oh, you're not here to meet me? How disappointing. Oh, I'm just playing around with you. But I'm sorry, hon. He's not home. He's out on a date with his girlfriend. I hope he didn't forget any plans he made with his best friend. Good. Did you want anything in particular? I'm sure he'd still pick up the phone if you called. Well, if you just wanted to hang out, you don't necessarily have to go home just because he's out. You can always hang out with me and we can catch up a little. Like I said, it really has been a while. Great, it's settled then. Come on in and, well, I was going to say make yourself at home, but you already feel quite at home here, don't you? Well, not much has changed since you were here last. Why, was it 6 months ago now? Yeah, I think it was. It was on the same weekend you came home for your dad's birthday. Well, we sort of refurbished the living room. Nothing major, but we replaced most of the furniture. Most importantly, we got a new couch. You remember the old one, don't you? It was the same one we've had since you were born, pretty much. It was about time we got rid of it, and I'm so glad we did. The new one is amazing. Here, try it out for yourself. Have a seat. I told you, it's so relaxing. I've fallen asleep on it more times than I can count. I honestly might prefer it over my bed at this point. So, what brings you back home this time? Missed your family? Oh, it's okay to be homesick. When I first moved away from my parents, I was a wreck the first year. You've always been the homesick type, you know? I remember when you were staying over the first few times. You used to come down in the middle of the night and ask to call your parents. Do you remember what we usually did when that happened? Yes. I sat up and let you rest your head on my lap. And then I stroked your back and hummed a soft tune so you'd fall asleep. Aww, you were so cute. That was the first time you called me mommy. But it definitely wasn't the last. Oh, don't be embarrassed. It made me happy. It still makes me happy. You were such a good kid. You still are. Okay. I can tell you're embarrassed. I won't push it anymore. My son. Oh, fine. Now stop. Your darling mommy will let it go. Okay, that was the last one I brought. I promise. So, how is it living alone? I know it can get kind of lonely. I've heard from my son that you've got some good friends, though, right? I'm glad. Oh, you've always been good at making friends, so I'm not surprised. Lots of parties and alcohol for you? Boy, thinking back on those days is like looking at a different person. God, I hope you're not as wild as I was. Partying and drinking is one thing, but you need to learn your limits. I made a fool of myself so many times before I realized I couldn't keep up with the heavy hitters. Can't say I'm proud of those days, but damn, it was so much fun. How are you doing on that front? Have you passed out on the dance floor yet? No? Well, I probably shouldn't recommend it, since I'm the real adult here. Hey, just because you can drink doesn't mean you're an adult. Being an adult comes with experience, and you get experience by doing dumb stuff, like me. So, like, come back when you've gone to an exam still drunk from last night. I mean, and I actually passed that exam, too, but again, I'm not recommending it. I'm a responsible person. Oh, but back then, wow, I wish I was with you at these parties to show you what a wildcat I was. Maybe we'd have even fooled around back in the days. Okay, no more embarrassing and stupid stories about me now. I want to hear more about you. Come on, have you found yourself in any relationship? I'm sure the girls are going crazy over you. I know I would. No? Well, I'm sure you'll find someone eventually. You're such a sweet person, handsome and considerate. Anyone would be lucky to be with you. And I would be very jealous of the girl who lands you. Of course I would. She would take up more of your time, which would mean you'd come home to see me even less than you already do. You know I miss when you're gone for so long. I ask my son about you all the time. So, you haven't been on any dates then? Oh? When? With who? You said you haven't had a relationship, though, so I assume you're not into her. Well, is she beautiful? What about personality? Right. Nothing special, then. How long have you seen her? So it's not serious at this point? Good. I just meant it's good because I don't think she sounds like the girl for you. You need someone you can feel passionate about, and they should be passionate about you. And this girl just doesn't sound right for you. It doesn't sound like a girl who would take care of you. Someone who smiles whenever she sees you. Someone who gets happy just to hear you talk and appreciates you for who you are. It's not a fantasy, my dear. She is real. And she's closer than you think. I know because I just know, okay? What about sex? Have you slept with anyone yet? Come on, you can tell me. I won't judge, I promise. You haven't? Well, then would you like to? No, I don't mean someday in the future. I mean today, right now, with me. It's not a joke, sweetie. I've been watching over you for your entire life. I know what you need. You don't really want a drunken slut you met at a party, do you? No, you're a good boy. You don't want someone who is like me at that age. You want someone experienced. You want someone who can understand you. And that girl is me. So, what do you say? I don't think this is the first time you thought about having me to yourself. No, definitely not. You've thought about how my big breasts would feel in your hands before. Maybe even how they would feel hugging your cock. So, how about it, honey? I won't do anything my lovely boy wouldn't want me to. So, you have two options. You can tell me off, and we will never speak of this again. Or all of your fantasies can come to life, and I will give you pleasure like you've never felt before. I thought so. Then lie back, baby. Let mommy take care of you. Oh, this is just what I wanted. I always knew you'd have the perfect cock, baby, and you're already getting hard. Let's see if I can make your boner rage without a single touch. It'll be a fun game. So, why don't you watch me undress for you? I mean, I'm sure you've wanted to see my boobs for a while, so I'll take off my shirt, and here. No, Your cute cock did a little jump, but it's not nearly hard enough yet. So before I take off my bra and reveal these puppies, I'll slide my pants off. I know these tight-fitting jeans already show off my ass pretty well, but you deserve the real deal. So, let me bend over while I slowly slide my jeans down my ass. Do you like what you see, dear? Oh, I'd let you feel me up, but I want to see your cock rage before you get free access to my body. Oh, sweetie, you're getting so excited for me. Tell me, darling, you've always wanted to see my body like this, haven't you? That's what I like to hear. Now, let me take off my bra and you can tell me how I compare to your fantasies. Oh, here we go. I'm quite a voluptuous woman. Well, you already knew that, of course. You've seen how my boobs stretch my shirts. But now they're free, baby. And in a bit, they're all yours. You won't have to look away when I notice your gaze now. In fact, I want you to really eat me up with your eyes. All of me. Take in every inch of my body. How do you like my waist and hips? With large and full breasts like mine, you wouldn't expect me to have a tight tummy like this, would you? Oh, this is what they mean when they talk about hourglass figures, baby. These thick thighs are just what you need. Oh, maybe you'd like to stare up at me while I sit on your face, with my smothering thighs hugging your head. You liked that, didn't you? Oh, I think this is the rage I was talking about. I think you're finally ready for me. I'd like to have a quick taste, though. Maybe squeeze you between my boobs. You wouldn't mind, would you? Just stay sitting down and I'll get on my knees in front of you. Oh, yes. This is what I've been longing for. Fuck. It tastes so good, baby. How does my mouth feel? I told you I'm good. I'm very good. And I'm all you'll ever need, baby. Oh, dumb floozy at a random party you go to won't be enough for you after tonight. I can promise you that. I'll step this up a notch. You want to feel my boobs smother your cock, don't you? This. Grinding them up and down your hot shaft. Just enough for let my tongue caress your head. I can feel you bucking your hips into me, baby. It's almost as if you want to fuck my boobs. Oh, did you ever think a scene like this would happen? Oh, your best friend's mother. With her big breasts around your cock. Oh, determined to pleasure you so that you'll never look for another girl ever. Oh. I know those moans, sweetie. Oh, no, I will not let you come yet. Oh, you see, this is where the real fun begins. First. Do you want to feel in my boobs? Yes, baby. Oh, really squeeze them. Oh. Oh, your warm hands feel so good on me, baby. Give them a taste. Oh, baby. Oh, you're suckling on them so gently. Oh, I love it. Oh, you are such a good boy. Oh. Baby. Oh, baby, I can't wait anymore. I'm so fucking turned on. How do you want me, baby? I mean, how do you want me when you thrust your cock inside of me? Do you want me to bend over for you? Want me on the couch? Or do you want me to ride you? Great. I'll just lie down. And you can get on top of me. Oh, I've waited for this moment for so long. Oh, to feel your cock raging inside of me. Oh, I'm ready, baby. Come claim me. My body is all yours now, and you are mine because you won't ever want another girl while I'm done with you. Oh. Condom. Oh no, I don't have one, but come here. Wouldn't you rather fuck me raw? I thought so. Oh, don't hold back, baby. Fuck your best friend's mom. Fuck her deep. Oh, and fuck her hard. Oh, I promise. I'll guide you to pleasure you've never felt before. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yes. Oh, baby. Baby, yes. Oh, good boy. Oh, push it all the way inside of me. Push it all. Oh. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I love you. Oh, I love you, my darling boy. Oh, hearing you moan like this is making me so fucking happy. Oh, and hot. Oh, God, you're doing great, honey. Buck your hips harder. Thrust it deep inside of me and let the surge of pleasure fill you before you pull out and thrust again. Oh, yes. Oh, just like that. Fuck. God, you're making me feel so good. Oh, thrust hard and fast and pull out slow. Oh, shit. Oh, are you sure this is your first time? No, no, I know. I know you would lie to me, but fuck, baby. You're fucking natural. Oh, God, I always knew you'd be my perfect fit. I knew you'd be the one to make me happy. No, don't you feel the same? You do, don't you? Oh, tell me, sweetie. Oh, fuck. Did you just call me mommy? Oh, yes. Yes, my darling boy. It's all right. I can be your mommy. Oh, fuck. That turns me on so much. I want you so fucking bad. No. No, what is it, baby? Oh, you're looking at my tits. Oh, come on, baby. They're yours, just like the rest of me. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, suck on my tits. Suck on my breast, baby. Oh, just like a little baby. Oh, God, imagine if they were full of milk for you. Oh, baby. Well, maybe you can make them full again. Huh? Oh, I let you. Oh, I want you to. If you promise you won't ever leave me. Oh, I'm the one for you. Just like in your fantasies. Only me and no one else. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes. Oh, I love you. I love you. You love me, don't you? Yes, yes, I always knew you did. Oh, the way you move is more than enough to tell me how you really feel. Oh, kiss me. Kiss me, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, will you come for me, darling? Will you fill mommy with your seed? Oh, of course you will. You're a good boy. Oh, do it. Make me a mommy again. Give me your baby. Oh, fuck. 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 I'm so close, darling. I'm so fucking close. Oh, I can't wait. I can't take it anymore. You need to fill me up, please. Please. Yes. Yes, come on. Go faster. No, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Come with me. Come with me. Fill me with your cum, please. Please. No. No. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, yes, my darling. Yes. Oh, fuck. I love you. Oh. Oh, I love you. Oh. Oh, my darling. Oh, you did it. You came inside of me. Oh, it's so hot. I can feel it coating me so much. I'm sure to get pregnant from this. Oh, does that make you happy? Oh. Oh, my sweetie. Oh, I love you too. So much. Oh, come on. Lie down on my chest, baby boy. These breasts aren't just good for milk. They're good for pillows too. How does it feel? My clouds. Oh, I like that. My boobs are like clouds. That's really sweet, honey. Well, these clouds are just for you. For a while. No, no, I won't give them to somebody else. I promise. No one man will ever touch me like this again. But you might have to share my boobs with, you know, the little one. Oh, can you imagine when they're full of milk, baby? That's a good thing I have too. You won't have to wait in line. You know I can't actually tell if I'm getting pregnant, right? Good. I just wanted to make sure you understood it was dirty talk. But we can always hope that this was your lucky shot. And if not, we'll just have to try again. And again and again. For as many times as it takes. And we won't stop then. Hey, can you hand me my phone? I think I got a text. No. It seems like we'll be alone in the house until tomorrow. You wouldn't mind sleeping with me tonight, would you?